There is a, for some of us, a fascinating phenomenon that's going on right now. And it all ties around esports and YouTube and video, and they're creating stars like crazy. And there's tremendous amounts of money being made. And just as sports stars have agents, so do YouTubers and e-gamers. And Reed Duchscher is one of them, and a very successful one at that. He's president and CEO of Knight Media and joins us right now. And your company has a roster of gamers that have over 600 million views per month?
Correct. That is correct.
Yeah, that's remarkable.
It's
welcome.
Crazy to think about.
It's good to have you here.
Yeah, I don't think about the stat as much as I probably should, but yeah, it's actually now that I think about it, it's probably closer to 800 to 900 million a month.
That's breathtaking.
I know, it's crazy.
But how do you monetize this? I mean, I watch YouTube stuff and little puppies chasing each other, you know, people snow plowing down a mountain or something. But I don't pay anything for it. How do these people make money?
Well, you actually do see ads, though. So when you click on a YouTube video, you will see a pre-roll ad, usually about 75% of the time. And YouTubers now, how they monetize it further is they'll put either a mid-roll ad that's a 15 to 30 second ad within that video, or they'll bring in a brand and they'll organically talk about that brand in their video. So say, for instance, Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola comes to me and they'll say, hey, Reed, we love these gaming videos. How can we put our brand inside that video and have that specific influencer talk about that? And then we'll do that.
And you have the ability to really deliver very specific data about how many eyeballs saw that, I guess, too.
Not as that, and it goes much deeper than that, is where they're watching from. I can get as specific to actually Dallas or Houston or San Antonio, and then I can really deliver that data and age and demographic, geolocation, everything is available for us.
But everything on YouTube is free, right? I mean, there are subscriptions, but you don't pay for the subscriptions, right?
Yeah, they have a subscription model they call YouTube Red, where you pay $10 a month and you don't see ads. It's just not very popular. I think nowadays people would rather watch an ad than pay a $10 subscription on YouTube.
You know, but you also have e-gamers. And this is, you know, just in fact, this week we heard from GameStop, and they've teamed up and they're going all in on e-gaming, and you know, new associations with all the e-gaming groups. And you're right in the middle of all that too, right?
I am. So I was one of the founding members of Infinite Esports Entertainment, which actually owns Dallas-based Optic Gaming and the Houston Outlaws, which is the Overwatch League franchise. So I got involved in that about a year and a half ago. It's been a lot of fun. The interesting thing about GameStop now, we saw that, I think this morning it was announced that GameStop is now a sponsor of Envy, which is also Dallas-based, owned by Ken Hirsch, and then Optic, which is Dallas-based, owned by Neil Liebman.
Well, but they're all at the Star, where the Dallas Cowboys operate, and the Cowboys are involved, or Jerry Jones, I guess.
Now, that's actually Complexity Gaming. So there's a third organization that comes into play here that Jerry Jones got involved in, which is Complexity. The interesting thing for me is seeing all the automotive brands now get involved. Nissan with Optic and Phase. We saw BMW come in last week.
Wait a minute. Why are they involved in this?
They want to reach a younger demographic, and they know that esports is predominantly ages 18 to 30, male, heavy male, and we know that they're high earners. People that watch esports typically make an average yearly income of $70,000 to $100,000, and yeah, they want to reach those people.
Is this a flash in the pan? Is this a fad? Is this, I mean, 5 years from now, are we going to look back at this period of our life and laugh?
No, absolutely not. And I think if Major League Baseball and the NBA and the NFL are not seeing this and saying we have to adapt our model, that in 10 years, 10, 15, maybe 20 years down the road, they're in big trouble.
So tell me about the stars of e-gaming. I mean, do they make, I mean, they don't make like Major League Baseball kind of money, right?
They actually make more than professional athletes. I think we were talking about this off air. The typical football player makes $500,000 a year, typically, and they only monetize either through their salary or through sponsorships, right? Now these e-gamers, they're streaming on Twitch or YouTube, which they're making money from. They're monetizing that platform. They're getting their salary from the team. They're selling jerseys and other merchandise. They're making a lot more money than what Major League Baseball players make. Well, not Mike Trout money,
yeah,
but in that ballpark.
Well, and you have a worldwide audience too,
I guess.
I mean,
yeah,
there's no barriers to, you know, operating only within the confines of the lower 48 or something.
Yeah, and just taking our audience, for example, one of our players is, you know, 65% U.S. audience base. Everything else is overseas. So he has a large audience base in the U.K., France, other parts of Europe. It's insane.
So where do you come in? So you do you negotiate contracts with Nike or Under Armour or whoever?
Yeah, we're trying to get to Nike and Under Armour. So I'm the business manager. I'm responsible for the careers of most of the guys that I represent. And so we not only start businesses with them, we help them monetize their content. We bring brands in. I was just in New York City, actually, for a new video game that Electronic Arts just came out with called, it's like their BR, their Battle Royale mode. And so I was with there with Preston Place, who was Dallas-based, and we were playing that new game, and he was paid to be out there.
So do you have, there's no formula for this. I mean, this is not being taught in schools because it's never been done before, I guess.
I wish it was. It would have made this a lot easier process, me getting into it for the last 5 years, but no. This is not a career that.
But I mean,
even
do you
can
you pattern an athlete? Because you were a sports agent. Actually.
I was.
So, can you? Does your experience there evolve into this? Is it not dissimilar?
Yeah, it's in some ways. In some ways, from a contract negotiation standpoint, it's similar. But in other ways, it's completely different. I think what I did as a sports agent helped me adapt into what I do today. But the things that I learned in school that applied to be a sports agent have nothing to do with managing a digital content creator.
So there are some now, but there are going to be a lot more venues for esports.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume there are going to be esports apparel and names emblazoned across.
Oh, it's already out there. I walk through the airport and I see people wearing esports jerseys. I saw a guy wearing a Fnatic jacket when I got back last night to Dallas-Fort Worth from New York. It's everywhere. People are just now recognizing it.
So do you have a sense of the money involved? Is this a billion-dollar industry? Or?
They say esports is a billion-dollar industry. I don't know if it's there yet. Yeah, they said that this year. Gaming, though. So if we just take the casual gaming world, Candy Crush on your cell phone, casual video games, it's a $100 billion industry. And so I think the two are separate right now, obviously. But they're going to intertwine over the next few years, and you're going to see esports catapult into a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Do you have a lot of competition for what you do? I mean, are there other people that are into this to the degree that you are?
Yeah, there are. Very few. There's a lot of people trying to play catch-up, and I'm just trying to stay as far ahead of them as I can.
I mean, conventional agencies that you know, William Morris Agency or something gets into e-game?
They're 100% in.
CAA
is in. Yeah, 100%. And I'm a manager, so I don't really compete with the big-time agents. What I need the agents for, and we have an agent team for one of my clients, is that I need a theatrical agent, a commercial agent, a literacy agent if we want to do a book. And so I actually leverage that side of the business in Hollywood.
So is there a... I mean, does this all culminate to a Super Bowl or something? Is there some equivalent?
It actually depends on the game, how this kind of goes. So the League of Legends, which is the most popular video game in the world, has League of Legends Worlds every year. And I would say that's kind of esports Super Bowl today. But each game has its own final. So we'll have the Overwatch World Finals. We'll have Call of Duty World Championship. So it really depends on the game that they're playing.
You sound like you really enjoy
this. I love it. I love this industry.
So there's no heartbreak in this at all?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. There's heartbreak in this. But I enjoy it so much that it's just small. Like, it just doesn't matter. You know, I get to travel. I was in L.A., then Portland, then New York, and I'm finally back in Dallas after 11 days of travel, and I had a blast.
And you're executive platinum, so there.
And I'm executive platinum on American Airlines. So if American Airlines is listening, we'd love you in the esports industry.
That's fab. This is fascinating. I want to keep up with you because I need to know more about this, and you've educated me a lot. Reed Dutchers, the president, CEO of Knight Media, and a lot of other stuff, too. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, it's great to be here. And I think the one thing I did want to talk about is I have a client as well that we've been working with for now a year and a half called Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
So Mr. Beast is the number two fastest growing personality channel on all of YouTube right now. So he has about 17 million subscribers, doing close to 225 million views a month. We've had a lot of fun with him. We're going to have a lot of big activations coming up with Mr. Beast in the future.
Catchy name. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.